can't believe this is happening.
It's a disaster.
How did this happen?
Tommy Little presents...
Oh, it's an absolute
flustercuck.
G'day, legends. Tommy Little here. I know that when things go well, it can be funny, but when things go absolutely pear-shaped, it can be way funnier. So this is a show about those moments that you get to the end of and you just look back and go, well, that was an absolute cluster.
Oh, it's an absolute
flustercuck.
My guest on today's episode hosted the most popular radio show of all time, which is now available as a podcast. Hamish and Andy, check it out on Podcast One. Check it out. You've already checked it out. Everybody has. It's Hamish Blake.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Great. Coming to you live from the table, or Zone 9, as I'm calling it. We've got just lots of zones in our house, and that's all we're doing. We just walk around to different zones. Like, sometimes I just go and hang out in the toilet that I use the least as, like, a little special treat. And that makes it sound like we have lots of toilets, but that's just toilet number two, or toilet number three.
Is there lots of zones because you can have more zones than rooms? So are you breaking up
totally.
Rooms?
Within the room I'm in, there are four zones, so that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Where's the sketchy zone in the house? What number's the one you don't go after dark?
You wouldn't hang out in zone six, which has got the cat litter tray. Like, our cat meowed, it's pretty territorial, and already I feel like he's looking at us. He's just baffled. He's like, why are you guys always here? All he wants to do is escape. It's all he's ever wanted to do for 10 years. And he knows we can escape. He sees us going out the door. So I think he's just confused that we're not utilising that option at the moment. He's having a tough time. But we're managing. Are you good?
Mate, I'm good. I'm going nuts in isolation. I found myself drinking just so I have hangovers. Because although it's physical pain, it makes the day go quicker.
Oh, mate, we have really had to pump the brakes on the old mummy and daddy juice. I mean, I know quarantine is a joke, but we've really been hitting martinis hard. And I've got a pretty thick Zoom schedule at the moment because I'm doing this thing where I jump into people's Zoom calls. And because I'm getting hundreds of Zoom invites a day, I might give the data to, like, a smart kid from uni and get them to go, like, just to track the frequency of how many Zoom catch-ups for companies are now just turning into drinks. Like, it used to just be Fridays with drinks, and now it just seems like most nights are drinks for companies. And so I'm drinking quite a lot on Zoom with random people. And then I go and try and hit the kids.
I'm all for you drinking.
I then go and try and, I hit the kids in, like, you know, hit the track, and then I go and do this. I go and hit my duties is what I mean. Like, I go and then it's like, I'm hitting it. It's kid time. That's exactly what came out. That's probably the worst variation of that possible. Like, you know, like, and then I hit the road and I go upstairs to, like, hang out with the kids and put them to bed is what I meant.
You're attacking parenthood. I get it.
I feel like even in trying to undo that, I still couldn't find a way to undo it.
I was trying to make you stop. I also need you, just in future reference, to know that when you say mummy and daddy juice, it really sounds like the stuff that makes kids.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we've been enjoying a bit of that.
Which also, I just picture you with a martini glass.
Okay, what's in this? You don't want to know, honey.
You don't, shake it. Don't stir it like a savage.
Oh, honey, desperate times. Get it down.
Yeah, this is rocket fuel. It's not.
It's not. It's not. But it's magic.
It's not.
It's magic.
Mate, this show is called What a Flustercuck, which I have to be very careful to say the right variation.
You don't really, because it's like, it's podcasting. So I suppose if you're trying to dodge the E, you know what I mean? Like, if you're trying to dodge the explicit tag.
Yeah.
Which the internet, they've heard swear words before.
Do you have a time when it is all gone?
Yeah.
Absolutely pish.
So I had a quick think about this. When you texted me before, here's the first one that sprung to mind. Disclaimer. Sounds like that's all right. The kids, don't need it. The kids are hitting it themselves. Disclaimer, right?
Yes.
I'd still say this was a bit of a cluster or a fluster cluck.
Thank you.
Can I take your mind back to a different time? The Arias were a primetime television show, right? Channel 10 yeah. had the Arias. It was a big yep. deal. It was close to the Logies. Now I think the Arias are on like 11 or 10 next, or, you know, they don't have that primetime 10 billing anymore. But, you know, big, like Keith Urban would come out and like
yeah.
Pink would play it. Like, you know, the Arias were massive, right?
Yeah, because I remember big moments as well. I remember being excited to watch the Arias because they were big stars, but also often big stars getting loose.
Yeah.
Like someone yeah. would be drunk and someone would, you know, get a bit nude. And I remember thinking it was wild.
Yeah, like John Mayer would just come out and like jam for a bit and stuff. Big yes. time, right? So
yep.
me and Andy, fresh to the entertainment industry, probably about 24 maybe, get the call up to go, you guys can announce an aria. I'm like, oh, my God, this is huge. We've made it. Is it album of the year? I'm like, no way. It's one of the ones they do in the ad break, or, like, you know, it's near the start of the night. It was best country. So, like, hey, we'll take it. What a huge yeah. honor. So the way they would do them is, like, so it in Sydney at Acer Arena, like, where they, like, at Olympic Park, the arias were on the Sunday night. You'd go up on the Saturday. You go to rehearsals on the Saturday afternoon because all the bands and stuff had to rehearse and, you know, like yeah. block it all out. You do your rehearsal, you'd stand up there and you'd you know, and same thing with the Logies. You'd have done it at the Logies too. Like when you open the card up in the rehearsal, it's got like, you know, Bernie and or Bert and Ernie, or it's got like, and the winner is Mr. Squiggle, just because you just yes. need a play, you just need a filler, right? Yeah. So we do our thing. We stand in the right spot. They set the microphone height and whatever it is they're doing. You're just in, like, you know, shorts and T-shirt, and there's, like, forklifts going everywhere and stuff, like it's a rehearsal day. We go, the winner of Best Country Album is, and we open it up, and it says, like, whatever, Betty Boo. Yep. Then in the auditorium, like, because they're tech-checking everything, a yeah. video from Keith Urban rolls going, hey, guys, and he's holding the aria. It's like, hey, guys, just want to say thanks for this. This is such an honour. And then it, like, quickly stops. Right, and we look up at the screen and stuff, and everyone's like, "Okay, that's cool. We've done it. We've got it. Thanks, guys." And they like move it to the
and next. Is anybody panicking?
A slight air of like, "Oops, we shouldn't have done that. Like, that's for tomorrow night. We you know that's just on standby." So me and Andy go, "Oh my God, Keith Urban, he definitely wins. He's not coming, and he's won it." So then we go, should we bet on this? Like, should we see? we should see if we can bet on this, because we're like, oh my God, we've just totally found out that Keith Urban wins. So yeah. we're frantically trying to get on like different sports betting apps and stuff, and no one's like, you know, I guess because they know someone somewhere knows. Like we couldn't really bet on it, so we were a bit bummed.
Because do you think they were slightly suspicious of the boys who have never laid a bet before and then want to put $10,000?
Suddenly, you guys are deep into country music for $11 million. Yeah, but $25 million of borrowed Triad money. Yeah, I reckon they could have been a little suspicious. So. Anyway, we're a bit bummed we can't get it on. Doesn't matter. Rolls around to the night. Everyone's glammed up. You know, there's 15,000 people, whatever it is.
500,000 people
coming
there.
To you live with 9 million people at Acer Arena. And, you know, bands are playing. They've got, like, live crowds and stuff. There's a big atmosphere. Everyone's wearing black tie, but rock and roll black tie, whatever. We're on stage. We go up. We do the thing. Hey, guys, say some jokes. And the winner of Best Country is... And I think... I go to the microphone, the winner of Best Country is, and then Andy opens the envelope and there's like a long pause, and I'm like, all right, Ando, well, you know, we all enjoy a pause for effect, but we probably do have to move on with the show to the slightly bigger awards. I lean over to just, because he's just staring at the card that he's opened up. I lean over and it's blank. Like there's no name in the card. And... the replay shows me just then move back and say nothing, going, well, you're the one that opened it. You're the one that opened it, mate. This is all on you. And he's just staring at it. And then my mind's racing, his mind's racing. We're both obviously thinking the same thing, which is like, we saw Keith Urban, we accidentally saw his speech play out yesterday. We're weighing up the probability of going, they wouldn't have got him to do one if he didn't win. Like, we know enough about the entertainment industry to know you don't really get asked to do that unless you've actually won. So Ando just went, Keith Urban. Boom. Lights go off. Winner, winner. Keith Urban plays in the background. It cuts to his video. He was the winner. the card just, no one had put the name in the card. So we both just went, woo!
Right, went, whoa.
Like, it could have been like the, it could have been like the Academy Award, like, what was the movie that won Moonlight but didn't win? But
oh, yeah.
Did win. It could have just been 100% that situation where, I don't know, Casey Chambers was getting up and, like, an EP had to just run out and go, I'm so sorry, Casey, someone else won. So, according to the control booth, they just thought we'd done the right thing. Everyone just thought we'd done the right thing, and we walked off and we're like, hey, just letting you guys know, the envelope didn't have anything in it. They're like, no card. We're like, no, it had a card, but there was no name. There was nothing printed in the card.
It was a blank inside.
It was a blank card. They're like, really? What do you mean? Like, but you said the winner. We're like, yeah, only because we accidentally found out yesterday because someone played the acceptance speech. So we just figured that he probably won it. So, like, a mad scramble backstage with them, just, like, tearing open all the cards to make sure that they had things written in them, and just ours was the only blank one. So, massive fluster cluck, but a miraculous escape at the end.
I mean, it's beautiful that you pulled it off. I would have loved even more if there was more blank ones, and so that it's decided on the fly to give everyone to Keith Urban and enroll the same.
Best R&B, best hip hop. He's done it again. Best female artist. Good one.
I love it so much, and I also love it because someone has decided it was for best country musician, and someone has decided, no, there is no good country music. So we will leave this blank as it should be.
this is my protest. And the winner is no one, nor should it ever be anyone. We hereby remove the category from the Arias.
What do you mean Keith Urban won it? There was nothing. This was the end of it.
We deliberately put nothing in there to sabotage Hamish and Andy.
Urban was on the way down too. He's back now. He'll be bigger than ever.
We reinvigorated his career. I mean, the other side of it is, only just telling the story now, what if he didn't win? Like, here's another scenario that's possible. In the control booth, let's just say that they had his acceptance speech. No, let's just say no one in the control booth knew the winners. So let's just say they were like, listen, it might be Casey Chambers, could be Lee Kernaghan, could be Keith Urban. Whoever the boys read out, if it's Keith Urban, play the thing. And so we just read it out and they played the thing. There might have been a different winner that year. But to everyone involved, they maybe just went, all right, who cares, give it to Keith.
Imagine if you had to go by look. So you just have to look out into the crowd and hope there's someone with a cowboy hat on, and it's this gentleman right here.
And the winner will be decided by trial by combat. You two gentlemen, please, get up.
Trial by boot scoot. Just a quick pop quiz for you. Is Keith Urban the only musical artist where his name is another genre?
Oh, that's good.
There's no rapper called Bigsy Country or
there's
something.
There's got to be someone called Country. There's got to be someone... Dance the Rapper? No.
Dance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper was like a cellist. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
And his whole thing was just like, obviously my parents named me that because they wanted me to rap, but I'm more of a classical strings guy.
I love the thing about Chance the Rapper, how he's like, he's named how you would save someone in your phone. Like,
Chance the Rapper. Just met him.
Haim, that was so great. Thank you, mate.
Oh, great fun. Great fun. Thank you for letting me relive one of the most horrible nights of Andy's life and for me being near him.
One of the all-time great get-outs.
Thanks, man.
I can't believe this is happening.
It's a disaster.
How did this happen?
Tommy Little presents...
Oh, it's an absolute...
Flustercuck.